I'm joined by Emily Shipley, the executive director of the Villages of Van Buren. She is joining me because they have got a very special event that is happening this weekend, Saturday, June 18th, 7 to 10, in the picturesque Villages of Van Buren, the Keosauqua Lions Club, pancakes, and all of the other stuff. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Villages of Van Buren, good morning, Emily.
Good morning, Chief. How are you?
Real good. It is okay. It's kind of warm, but that's okay. We're inside. Anyway, but the Villages of Van Buren, the 22nd annual Fly Van Buren, how did this do you have any idea how this all started?
I don't have the answer to that, but I do know that a group of people came together and wanted to do something a little bit different. We have this small municipal airport here in Keosauqua, and it's a really cool event watching all the various airplanes fly in. And once they do fly in, once they park, you can go around and get an up close and personal look at them, talk to the pilots. So it's really fun and a lot of very cool.
Okay, and it's like every event. Is there any event that doesn't start with an all you can eat pancake and sausage breakfast?
Well, I think every event should start with an all-you-can-eat pancake and sausage breakfast.
Okay. All pilots that fly in get a free breakfast. I might say that. And you've got an Aerovac Life Team helicopter on display as well, right?
That is correct. The Aerovac Life Team helicopter will fly in during the event and be on display, and you can check it out and speak to the pilots that run that helicopter as well.
All right. Now, I'm seeing that there is door prize drawings for two airplane rides. Now, those will be scheduled at a later date, but you can register for those. And all kids under 12 get a coupon for a free small ice cream cone from Misty's Malt Shop and Coupon. And, there's also a coupon for a free 12-ounce Gatorade from Boyd's Grocery, both in Keosauqua. So, food and drink, ice cream and Gatorade, they get that just by showing up, right?
That is correct. And then we'll also have some cookie decorating going on. There'll be a cookie decorating table just for the kids, give them another activity in between, checking out all the planes and getting some breakfast. And there'll also be some radio flyer small versions of the planes will be on display that you can check out, which is really cool to see how the detail that goes into those radio flyer planes.
All right, now this is going on 7 to 10 on Saturday. That's in Keosauqua at the municipal airport. And you have another project I wanted to ask you about. Villages have an orb project that's taking over trails in the Villages event. So tell me about the orb project.
Sure. Well, we like to call it an interactive art installation. So what that is that our local glass artist, Tim Blair, created these glass orbs that are about the size of an orange, and they are being hidden all around the trails in Van Buren County. So you can go out and hit the trails, get outside, explore our beautiful parks and trails, and in the meantime, you can be on the lookout for these glass orbs. And if you find one, you get to keep it.
Ah, and if you find more than one, it says, please hide it again in the same area you found it. So one per person, right?
Absolutely, please. We would like you to just take one so that we can make this, a fun event that lasts all summer long for everyone. So.
And Tim, guess what? He's been doing glass blowing for 11 years in the Villages, okay?
He has, yes. Yeah, Dr. Blair, I say Dr. Blair because that's how I grew up knowing him. He is a retired doctor, and he was born and raised in Van Buren County. This is a project that was something he's been wanting to do for a while now. He loves getting outside. He loves the trails of Van Buren County, and he has fallen in love with glass blowing over the years and thought what a great way to bring the two loves together and get people in the area, get people outside, and in the process of exploring our beautiful trails, you might just find a prize you get to take home with you.
All right. The Orb Project. Just go on the trails and find an orb, but only one, please. And if you find more than one, hide it in the same place. Let people have a chance to get their own orb, the Villages Orb Project. And, there's so many different things that are coming up. You've got, you still have Bike Van Buren. That's an August event. Is that right?
That is an August event. That's August 20th and 21st. And we are taking registrations for that right now on our Villages website, which is villagesofvanburen.com.
And you also have the Villages of Van Buren Scenic Drive. What is the dates for that?
The Scenic Drive Festival this year is October 14th, 15th, and 16th.
All right. It is.
Mark your calendars.
There's so many things to see. I remember the first time I rode my bicycle through the Villages of Van Buren back in 1981 on Ragbri when it stayed in Keosauqua. And it went through the Villages of Van Buren. It was my first time to see it. The bike riding around there it's as scenic as it can be, isn't it?
It is scenic. It's harder than people realize. So sometimes people wonder, like, since we have rest stops for Bike Van Buren, oh, is it really that hard? Well, there's a reason we have rest stops. It's awfully hilly down here. So we want to make sure that people have plenty of something to snack on, water, all of that to get them through. But it is a gorgeous ride as you're going on the rolling hills through the river valley.
Well, we will we'll talk with you more about that when it gets closer. And to Emily Shipley, thank you so much. Fly Van Buren this weekend, 7 to 10, the Villages Orb Project going on now. And have a great...
Definitely. Yeah, it's an ongoing project.
All right, and have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks, Steve. You too.